morning, brothers in the Lord.
And I
hope by the grace of God, we are all fine.
As the
others have said, this month is for the youth, so please allow us to lead the services. Our theme for the month is winning the battle against the challenges of youthfulness.
And our
reading is from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, verses 9 to
say, and I was here.
And we read. So he will read in Chi, and we'll have the English projection, so we just follow.
Abrantie, ma weninye omofrasi, ninya akumapa omrantibrim, nefa akumakwa akwain so, ne die weni hunuso. Nso, hunuse, ye num nyine enti, unyankopon de wobeko atemum. Ne yi arehuo fri wakumem, nema adebone empare wahum uhunam. Na mofrase ene mranteye eye huhudie. Eti dumiyunu. Na kaya ubofuo omranti brim. Ansana daboneno aba. Na infia obekase minihun enijie no edu. Na ene asema yebe kengina ano. Eti aye daso ene se. Se ye di nimdipe eni tumipentra suo sunkunim.
So once again, our topic for today's sermon is winning the battle against the abuse of seeking more knowledge and power.
Say yaka se nimdi pa ana nimdi a anything. Nimdi e ye nsemfua. Nsem a ye nokre. E bia nsanu nyume bi. Ana ntiasie a ye nya e wo school ana se abrabo nhunumu.
And knowledge refers to information, facts, skills and understanding required through education and experience, acquired through education and experience.
And your ma yawofu akire yen na ogusu akire yen.
What our parents have taught us and continue to teach us.
And your ma yesua ewo school.
What we've learned in school.
And isu ehunu ayenya ewo yen dada abrabo ni jinasiem.
And the experiences we get.
Ema yenya nimdie.
And the experiences we get through the daily decisions we take also give us knowledge.
Na yaka se nimdia, nimdia e yadia ekute to me. Ne bayandada abrabumunswa, nimdia yadia hunya pa.
Now knowledge is powerful and it's an important part of our life and it never decreases.
Se yehe impuntu enen kanko ayenya ewa abodienya sapem ene abe fun fidia yewo near di yumemwa ninina eye nimdia ehunsunswanso.
When we look around us, when we look at the world of science, all that is evolving is because of knowledge.
And now, yes, she are yes, me. Say, and I'm Hunamre, and our acquaintances will be into me and she moa, and then Nim Dinty, baby will be a obitimi and asum.
And per the knowledge of science, we have other links through which people can join today's service, whether they are here or not.
Say, Belku, I am Unsua, and ne, Nipa Bakupe, it's me do hika bewaha, Ningin Ian Dintia.
In the world of our Greek, we have graders, we have movers that help us to weed our plots of land.
Yapomudin. Sebase obi dayaresabea na ohia eduro bi ntem so a enam ni ndienti ye de suma afidie wa abra ye mfa maka emani ni trafficking.
In the health sector as well, there's the drone service that takes blood and other essentials to people far off.
Na opanyin bi ekansem ye friend Socrates asema okan ye ne se nimdie trodo ana nimdie aye kronkron ene se obagia tum se unim hwe.
Mythology, there's a man called Socrates. And he said, I quote, true knowledge exists in knowing that you know nothing.
Now, what are you saying? And found one in him, dear war. So, would you tomb, say, Winim Shia? And no, and a show crying, Emma Usuna, no young in the baby.
In essence, Socrates is telling us that once you believe that you know nothing, it urges you to learn more.
Now, and young one, say, and I'm Sakasa or Kayanti. You're sure if you're able to say TV, I be kind by an air black and white, and any hope you.
And it is evident in what we see around us. The first computers we had, the first television sets, were not as cute as we have them today. Now, the most exciting part is that even the Bible does not limit us in terms of seeking knowledge. And it is, we can reference this in Proverbs chapter 19, verses
12a.
We can also refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 2. If anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet, as he ought to know. So Paul's statement, together with that of Socrates, all tell us that as Christians, we must seek more knowledge. What are the challenges in our quest to acquire knowledge as Christians? It is rather sad that we are all tilting towards seeking worldly knowledge as against the biblical
knowledge.
What is our zeal towards the word of God as compared to what we do when we want to acquire knowledge from the world?
From infancy.
Our parents have paid huge sums of money to get us educated right from our infancy.
And
sometimes they go to the length of getting us teachers to give us extra classes at home. And they also do the same when they have to buy our books for us.
Our
question to our parents: how well do you contribute to your child's knowledge in Bible studies?
Enyanom, na ocho a etu emu. Mesheda maye intermediate teacher. Edi meni maye yenge mumbi.
Last week we did a little survey at our intermediate class.
Na jemu aye yeno diabe de di ni. Emofre dunum. Ah, omu ba class intermediate last week. Emu ba akope ena na wofo ena neye devotion de biarada.
Out of 15 boys in our intermediate class, only one has a parent who constantly does devotion with him or her.
Na emu mienu so de anya hwe na otwimu no omu ye ba ako ana ne mroso.
Two of the kids have that session once a week.
Na mo fred du mienu aka ne de ye nkyre omu hwe ofi.
And for the other 12, there's nothing like that, and so they can't even pray.
And
for one of the kids, he doesn't come to church because he has extra classes on a Sunday morning. Parents. And the others who can't come because their parents have either traveled or are not around. And we are just wondering what will happen if these kids find themselves in higher schools where their parents are not around them. And most of them would either go as visitors or not go at all. Parents. We want to thank all parents for their zeal to make us better persons in future. But please remember that a future without God is no future at all. To the youth. Maybe we didn't have a good start when we were kids, but what about now that we are old enough to make our own decisions? Since the beginning of the year, how many of the youth activities have you, as a youth, attended?
We
usually blame our absence on work or our quest to seek worldly knowledge. But we don't do the same when we have to go to lectures or go to learn. We sometimes combine our occupation with seeking worldly knowledge. But the reverse is the case when it comes to the work of God. Maybe for one reason you are not able to attend church service on Sundays.
Sempo yanko class a after class no ye bomoden se ye beko ye namfo nom chen amon achre hen die suan.
But I know that we always catch up from our friends or even from our lecturers when we miss school lessons.
Na sembisane se
the question is
when timene ya nsuma unya daaje ko Facebook ekọ hwe die ye suan e wa safo nom ana.
When you miss church services, do you go back online? Do you go to Facebook? Do you go to, for the Zoom recordings to catch up?
Na eba se ye nfa sika enwura ya disuan mu a. Oh, bebunu, baby, eska ubi ase. Bo siempo bebono aye.
And if you have to pay for our school fees, even if we have to borrow, we'll do that.
Na asimbisane se, skado duwa se ena odi ase wa ankasa o Kristo sum emu.
How much have we invested into our lives as Christians?
So, oton krata aye fe nyame ho kan ana.
Do you buy other biblical books to read?
Ma, menka ubi em se, se o kan petro ngoma etosu miinu, etimi ensa nenken kan so dun wotwe a. Trono say ye a GDFO ne ye Christopher no. Or say ye pe na ye nyini o nyame nim de any nyame ntiasi.
Now Peter tells us in the second book, 2 Peter 3:18, that it should be the desire of every Christian or believer to grow in the knowledge and understanding of God's word.
Na sa nyame mu nim de e makwa. Ebeba ji wetu ho anamo.
And you can only grow if you work towards it.
Na anamo a obetimatu ama ebema wanyini o nyame mu ba ko ne say.
Now, one of the surest ways is to read the Bible.
First Timothy 4:13
tells us, until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching.
Now, nyame kai ubiem ne se nyame.
All that we need to know is in the word of God. It's in the Bible.
And for
us to do the will of God, we have to constantly read the Bible.
The
second thing that will help us grow is to meditate upon the Lord's word. Blessed is he who meditates on God's law day and night, according to Psalm 1:2. Now our question is, do we meditate on the Lord's word all day and all night?
David say,
David tells us in Psalm 119:97 that I love the Lord and I love his law and it's my meditation all day.
So,
do we have the Lord's law written on our hearts?
Do we meditate on it
day and night? The third step is to practice what you learn.
It
is important that you read, you learn. But the most important of it all is to practice what you learn. In the book of James 1:22. Do we come here, merely listen to the words and do nothing about it? Do we just read the Bible without practicalizing whatever we learn? When it comes to seeking power, being an authority, what do we do as Christians? Most Christians reject political power because we think it's a dirty concept.
And the
sad part is that Christians, we know better, and we should rather aim for these political powers so that we can turn the world around.
No, Krene say, to me, Adia, and yes, and yet, Nemum, the order to me, Nebiano, and on the chest to me, no, a ye, and I, and yet.
Power in itself is not bad, but what you do with the power will make it bad or good.
Nancy, when you say, by a new mem, any a cuckoo, I don't move there, I appear to me, Hopa.
But in our school, in our other places of work, we always aspire to be the leaders.
So
our question this morning is, what motivates us as Christians to seek power?
Is it because
we want to control others?
Is it because we
want to feed our selfish interests?
So omedi Israel for anim. Na chro no mayeti ase ese, sanko fo mienu we die. Samuel anamo otu ye no, we ni echi.
Samuel tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 8 verses 1 to 3 that Joel and Abijah did not follow the ways of Samuel. They became dishonest and accepted bribes to prevent justice.
Nemum omo de do mo ye ya ne se, omo ji adamudie na atem wo aye papa no, oja to nchen. Nemum atem chian kwa no bu ye se ne be ya obenya ahunya de ama won.
Is that why you want to be powerful? Do you want to accept bribes and pervert justice? So that you become rich and have all the riches of the world?
In
our quest to become powerful, we should also bear in mind that we need to change the world and have a positive impact on whoever we meet.
So to me, what do
we do with the power that we have?
Esther used
the power to save the Jews when Haman tried to kill the Israelites.
Joseph also used his
power to feed the starving Canaanites.
David ebedi Israel for so. And
David never stopped glorifying God with his power.
So to me, I kita ono. Eno na odi ana.
Are you using your power or authority to do any of these?
Se nya sa ena odi dia. Eni enu anom. Mi amenchu mo adwin susu biem ne se. Sa nim die eni to me a wo no. Wo betimi adia sumnyame e okwan pa so.
I want to remind all of us that we can seek more power and use that to serve the God better.
Na ya pese ya di enim de ene etumi esum nyame a de edi kan ne se e wose esum afoforo.
To use our knowledge, to use our power to serve God, the first thing to do is to serve others.
Se ya a Christofo yi nyame afre ya se ye mrane emeso.
Christians are actually called to serve others.
Se ye hwe Christo a ye di na chi a wose oba wi ase se obesum na emu mu ama se ye nsum no.
Our Lord and Master Jesus Christ came to this world to serve and not to be served.
Na ene ji sem ne se Nyame ahye yenbo e wo Hebrew fo ngoma etinsia ne kenkan so a ye edu. Na sei na wose. Wose ne wura emfi odo a ye danade a kire no. Sei ye bo afoforo na ye koso e boa wo.
The most exciting part is that there's a reward for serving and that God will not forget your work and the love you have shown as you have helped his people and continue to help.
Simbisan ne sei o boa afoforo ana.
Do you help others? Do you serve others?
O som afoforo. And I say, oh dear, or summa jumano, and come home cry.
Or you have excluded yourself from the service of others.
The chatwa, ah, you bet me, ye nim dear. Any to me, assume your men say, or say, I'm more deigning him dear, ye wono. Ye then the demand as a phone, near the summa as a phone.
We should also use our knowledge and power to serve the church.
As in beside me, Bissana say, be out your nest near what here. There be out is your announcement. Nurse is on duty for next week. Nanso.
Have you used your knowledge in your chosen field to help the church?
ebi a odo ye police ni ana se eba aba man bo ho nimdia wo bebre esun ben na odi bo asafo.
If you are in the security services, what are you using your knowledge in that sector to do to help the church?
Yen nyina ye nim enkomo a ekoso asafo mu ene oman mu efa ye man bo ho nsem e de na wo ye de abo asafo.
Recently, there have been news of counter-terrorist attacks and all of that. Those in the security services here, what are you doing about it? How are you teaching us to protect and secure ourselves? To conclude,
I
want to remind you that knowledge is good. And that a knowledge without God is no knowledge at all.
Say, okay, osenkafongoma. Eti a ye dumi enu ne kenkan so dumi ensa na o se suro nyankopon ne di ne mrasem so na wei ani nipa nyina asede.
We conclude with this text from Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verses 13. Here is the conclusion of the matter: fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Amen.
Nimdie a ye penyina no ebedumre bia ye beka se o se nimdie ani se atumi pei mini hu ani gie biem sa na osenkafo nwoma no echeye.
And Ecclesiastes is teaching us that if we don't use our knowledge that we acquire rightly, a time will come where we will regret all that we've acquired.
So your hoho on your besumia. Nimdia ye, nansu de kindness or do be made.
If you are a visitor here, we want to tell you that knowledge is good, but the first part is to give your life to Christ.
And only nimdipenina ashase.
That is the best part of every knowledge that we seek.
When you mean shray, no my asem no munti asye. No my nimdia or nasemu, nyankosu mo bra esefata.
May the Lord continue to bless us. May he continue to give us knowledge so that when he comes the second time, we will not be found wanting.
Amen.
Amen.